Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring a word from the Lord to each and every one of us. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a word from God. Amen. You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come glory, God is alive.
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Your Heavenly Calling. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 from the NIV Bible. And it says, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer said, you have a heavenly calling, plans for your life that originated from the throne of grace. The Lord raises you up to be everything he created you to be. You are a member of the great assembly of witnesses with supernatural empowering for all he calls you to accomplish, and you have authority. All things are subject to God's plan for your life as you obey him. What is past is gone. The Lord is doing a new thing in you. This is why Paul says in Philippians 3:13-14, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes, you may feel pulled downward by the circumstances of your life, but your call from Jesus is ever upward. Therefore, leave the past behind. Let it go and look up to pursue your victorious heavenly calling. Take hold of God's plan by fixing your thoughts on Jesus. You don't have to figure it all out or be in control. Rather, you focus on Christ, continually drawing nearer to him spiritually, relationally, emotionally, intellectually, physically, and psychologically. And when you do, he takes care of the rest. Amen. To God be the glory. Jesus, shh. Tickle, be quiet. Jesus, I fix my eyes on you, pressing on to take hold of all you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Fearful and fairly for you.
Run to you when I should, particularly when I feel vulnerable. I turn instead to things I can see to help me, or I turn to things that will distract me rather than going where I know I am safe, and that is to you. You are my strong tower, my refuge. Forgive me for not always acknowledging or taking advantage of all that you are and all that you want to be in my life. Amen, amen, and amen. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God.
And sometimes we don't treat everybody like you wanna be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burden. Can't find a friend, can't stop your heart from hurting. You're searching deep within. Where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem
of his garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive the saving grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Heard a story about a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole. All you need is a little faith to receive and save and grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand
of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My. All you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to Jesus.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh,
hold,
yes, he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa,
oh, oh, hold on to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
To the hem of his garment.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled The Coffee Bean Bowl. Amen. The Coffee Bean Bowl. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, amen, where it says, 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance, but Judas Iscariot, the disciple who would soon betray him, said, "That perfume was worth a year's wages. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor." Not that he cared for the poor, he was a thief. And since he was in charge of the disciples' money, he often stole some for himself. Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Again, the title of this message is The Coffee Bean Bowl. And the text for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, where it says, "We are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ." Amen? The writer says, "I'm not a coffee drinker, but one sniff of coffee beans bring me a moment of both solace and wistfulness. When our teenage daughter Melissa was making her bedroom uniquely hers, she filled a bowl with coffee beans to permeate her room with a warm, pleasant scent. It's been nearly 2 decades since Melissa's earthly life ended in a car accident at age 17. But we still have that coffee bean bowl. It gives us a continual aromatic remembrance of Mel's life with us. Scripture also uses fragrance as a reminder. Song of Songs refers to fragrance as a symbol of love between a man and a woman. In Hosea, God's forgiveness of Israel is said to be fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon in Hosea 14 and 6. And Mary's anointing of Jesus' feet, which caused the house of Mary and her siblings to be filled with the fragrance of the perfume in John 12 and 3, pointed ahead to Jesus' death in verse 7.
The idea of fragrance can also help us be mindful of our testimony of faith to those around us. Paul explained it this way in 2 Corinthians 2 and 15. We are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Just as the scent of coffee beans remind me of Melissa, may our lives produce a scent of Jesus and his love that reminds others of their need of him. Amen. To God be the glory. Question. How can you be the fragrance of Christ to someone today? And how has your life caused others to sense the presence of the Savior? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to pass along an aroma of life that makes others know we represent you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So at this time, I will play another selection, Jesus at the Center of It All. Amen. Praise God.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. All about you. Yes, it's all about you.
of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
God, my refuge, thank you for your power. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for being a refuge to us and to those who seek you. Thank you for caring about each one of us, your children, with such tenderness. Thank you for shielding us as we face life's troubles and for going through them with us. As Jesus stood on the hill overlooking the city, tears came to his eyes because his people had not turned to him as their king and refuge. We thank you for such vulnerability. You are a great and mighty God, yet you care so gently for your people. Truly, you are my God of refuge. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Fall and I leave, and there is no coming back for me. lion there. He threw me a lifeline, then he pulled me from a darkest place. Left me in the richest way. New life, new thought, new swag. I know you wish you had. Took me out when you had the chance. But God redeemed me and he gave me a chance to unlock the gates of hell. Your tactics can prevail. What my God had for me, supersede the enemy.
God, everything the devil stole from me, God will give it back. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. My goodness, I am in a good mood. Yes, sir. I kind of hurry up and tell you how my day went. You know what? I am so glad that God, my goodness, glory to God. I am so glad that God does not throw us away like people throw us away. You do something to people, you get on their nerves, you upset them, you do whatever, they're done with you. I can't be bothered with you no more. Right? They finish with you. Nothing else. That's it. I'm done. My goodness, God, I love you. You do something to upset God. God, I love you. We do something, the Holy Ghost says, make it we, don't say you. We do things to upset God, and God still loves us. Come on now, my,
yes,
that was good.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Look at this. We do more to God than we do to people. We do one, two, three little things. Well, not really little. We do things that they don't like. Huh? We go behind their back. We take something from them. We do something they just don't like, and they are done with us. And God is looking at us every second of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And he's saying, Jesus, what is Kathy doing? Why is she lying? I don't know. Let me get with the Holy Ghost to see what's going on, because he's down there. He's supposed to be, my goodness. He's supposed to be correcting her. But he's not doing what he's there to do. Okay? Holy Ghost, what is going on? Why aren't you, why aren't you correcting Kathy? Huh? Why aren't you grieving her in her spirit when she's lying? I am. She overriding me. Jesus, is that Kathy stealing? Let me get with the Holy Ghost to see why he's not. Holy Ghost saying, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. She's not doing what I'm telling her to do. She's no longer listening.
Come on,
go on now. And so God is looking at us doing of these things that we got no business doing. And you know what he did? He said, let me go down there and get on this cross and redeem them to myself.
Okay.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know about you, but no one has ever loved me that way. That they, oh my goodness, glory to God, that they would die for me. My husband loves me. My children love me. My siblings love me. My parents love me. They're not going to die for me. What you say again? You want me to take your place and die? Well, you sure they say you got to die? I do love you, but I don't know about dying for you. You sure I got to die? Yeah, I'm sure. So if I don't take your place in your mind, that means I don't love you. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I don't love you then. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because we already know. We say it, but we're really not ready to die for one another. We really are not. Okay? My goodness, glory to God. And so, you know, I'm so glad God doesn't turn his back on us the way man does.
Amen.
Okay? You upset man 1, 2, 3 times, they done with you. How many times we upset God? Let me see. 1,000 times probably. You know, because you got to understand, he's not only looking at what we do, he's listening to what we say. He's seeing what's on our hearts. Come on now. So, and guess what? Before we do anything, he sees it. So he knows all of this. And he still loves us.
Yes, that's right.
He's still merciful and forgiving.
Yes.
Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. It don't get no better than that. Well, anyway, let me tell you this real quick so I can get in this word and hit it and quit it. Woo! Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. That was good all by itself.
Amen.
But anyway, I had a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. How, Kathy? Okay, let me tell you. Okay, I went over to, they was having a lunch and learn thing at my job. And I went over there, you know, like I normally do, to try to get me a plate and skid at them. I get over there, dude gonna call me out. How come you don't bless the food? How come you don't bless the food? I said, ooh, this little rascal. I said, yeah, I'll bless it. Because I'm really looking at the people going, someone gonna throw something at this, they ain't gonna want me to bless no food. He said, everybody be quiet. He going to bless her. I said, shut your mouth. What is this dude doing? I said, okay, Lord. But here's the thing. God said, you asked me, oh, my goodness, you asked me to create an opportunity so that they can see that, oh, my goodness, glory to God, so they can see that I use you. So here's your opportunity. I said, yes, sir. He told him, everybody calm down. Miss Kathy going to go ahead and praise our food. I said, praise or bless. He said, breath, praise, whatever. She getting ready to do it. I said, all right now. And, you know, there was one or two or three going, she going to bless the food. When we start doing that, so the HR lady said, what about the people, you know, they wasn't going to bless no food. I said, this is going to be the first time because I'm going to do it. So what she was saying as HR, you know, I, as HR, I'm still HR, so I got to represent the ones that don't really like it. So I got to put it out there that I did my job. Mm-hmm. But Miss Kathy overrode me for the second. I just think this would be the first time they get it then.
All right.
And so I went ahead and I said, oh, God created an audience? He gave me an opportunity? Now you know when God gave me an opportunity, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times.
Come on.
His praises shall continuously be coming out of my mouth. I went ahead and blessed the food. Yes, I did. And, oh, look, I felt like I had preached the word. I saw walking all, you know, with my head in the sky. Here's the thing. It didn't matter whether they received me doing it or not.
Right.
God gave me an opportunity to do it.
Yes.
Oh, that's all I needed. Because guess what? They rejected Jesus, too.
Yes, they did.
So it don't matter if they rejected me. I still did it. And
Amen.
I felt so good. And look, I went over there to try to pack up everybody's food so I could get out of there and get my full plates and go. And the dude said, Miss Kathy. Look, this dude, me and this dude, we go at it every single day. I want to say his name, but I can't. But it starts with a W. But anyhow, me and this dude, we going at it. I'm like, why does he get under my, he just, Miss Kathy. And then when he comes to the door, you know he's trying to get me. Because he like, hey, it's Kathy, what's up? Well, I said, oh, he's trying to get me, huh? So one day I just stopped up. He said, hey, Miss Kathy. Look, he going to chastise me. He said, hey, Miss Kathy, that ain't how you start the call. Say, you supposed to say, hey, hi. I said, ooh. I said, how you doing? How's it going? Because I knew he was trying to zone in on me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he calls me while I just finished doing the blessing. He says, Miss Kathy. He says, see, Miss Kathy, you got somebody else want to hear you. I said, shut your, look, I could have did my praise then. I said, shut your mouth. Why? Because God said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you.
Yes,
but if you openly show people who I am, then I'm going to use you every chance I get. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today. Thank you, oh God, because you woke us up clothing our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God. Father God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to speak your word to the people, oh God. Not my word, but thy word, God, so that none of it falls on deaf ears, because it's your word. Your word, oh God. And Father God, as your word goes out, we know that it is going to accomplish everything it set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And after you do all of this, oh God, we're going to be ever so careful to give you and only you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have your way right now, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's going to be short and sweet. Yes. Get
God be the
glory. Say what? Ha, ha. You do know the Holy Ghost. Okay, y'all know I'm just riding in the car, right? I ain't doing the driving. I'm just riding. The Holy Ghost has just told me when he corrects us, that is showing anyone and everyone around us our level of conviction. Some of us have a high level of conviction. Some of us have none. How do I know? They told me. I said, what you say, young man? He said, I ain't got no chin. I don't feel convicted. I said, what you say? He said, I don't feel convicted. You heard me.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the lady that he was involved with, and she was definitely a lady. I looked at this lady like, did you hear this young man? He's got no level of conviction.
Mm.
So he could do all the wrong he wants to do and mm-hmm. never feel convicted. If
wow.
he does not feel convicted, there will never be any remorse. If mm-hmm. there is never any remorse, there is no reason for God to forgive him. If God doesn't forgive him, he's letting you know right now, I live in sin, I'm going to die in sin, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When someone says they have no level of conviction, that's like me saying, I don't care what my mama tell me to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what she say. Who cares if she beat me? It ain't going to do nothing to me. I'm still going to have my way and do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is when you say you have no level of conviction. You're saying God has no power in your life. He will never, ever be able to convince you the wrong you're doing is wrong.
That's right.
Because the dude said he ain't doing nothing wrong. I said, I said, come again? He said, what am I doing that's so wrong? I'm sorry. The lady you're trying to sleep with, ain't she married? Or are you married? She ain't married. I know she ain't. But you are. You think because she's not married, it's nothing wrong with it? You're the one that's married. Well, me and my wife, we going through. You ain't through, though. You just going through. You ain't through. Ooh,
yes,
woo!
Yes.
Goodness, glory to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
So when people saying, yeah, me and my wife, me and my husband, we going through. But you ain't through. You just going through.
That's
you
right.
don't know. You could wake up tomorrow saying, okay, honey, let's work on our marriage. How do I know? Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times me and Pastor Stephen look at each other and go, God did not send you. I got to get out of here. And the other one be standing there going, bye, see you. And then you get your stuff, you get ready to get packed up, and then you think about it, go, wait a minute. I done invested a lot of time and energy in this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want to go and get involved with someone else and have to start this process all over again? No. I think God can work this out for us. I think I'll stay right here. Now, imagine Pastor Stephen's face when he all mad and everything, and I'm kind of, come on, let's cuddle. Let's, I love you. He going, Sybil, what is wrong with you? You just was getting ready to pack your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but uh-huh.
But
God said, or flip it, right? And mm-hmm. now he's the one that's leaving, and he turned around and go, I just don't know why I love you. That ain't love. Get on out of here. Get your stuff. Get to Stephanie. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then God is touching both of us saying, I'm sorry, Stephen and Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are thinking that y'all brought your own selves together.
Mm-hmm.
You are forgetting that what God has put together. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Woo, that's the stuff. So guess what? When the divorce rate goes up, it's not because of God.
Nope.
Huh?
No, it's not.
It's a choice that we make.
Yes.
We have chosen to end a marriage rather than trust the God that we say we love so much,
mm-hmm.
rather than trust him to make it work. Come on
that's
now.
Right.
My
yes.
goodness.
Reach
I got to get in this word, hit it, and quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Here we go. We the Holy Ghost said, you didn't get in the title like I told you. So, look, I told y'all I'm just a passenger here. I got to ride or die. The Holy Ghost said to give y'all the title first. In case y'all want to start hanging up and not listen to the message, the title is Oh, Taste and See. My goodness, glory to God. Oh, Taste and See. Here we go. We are coming from, in the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. 2 Kings verses 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 19 through 21. Did I say it right that time? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here we go. Verse 19. Then the men of the city said to Elijah, please note, our Lord, that the city's location is good, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unfruitful. Bring me a new bowl, he replied, and put some salt in it. So they brought it to him, and Elijah went out to the spring, cast the salt into it, cast the salt into it, and said, this is what the Lord said, I have healed this water. No longer will it cause death or unfruitfulness. My goodness. And I just want to throw this in there real quick. Matthew 5 and 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. Okay. Amen. He says, you are the salt of the earth. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Ah, my goodness. Thank you, God. And here we go. You are the salt of the earth. Father God, may you continue to bless the reading, hearing, and always the doing of your word. Amen. 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 Here we go. We see that the men, the leaders of Jericho, this is good stuff right here. Oh, taste and see. The leaders of Jericho went to Elijah. Some of you may not know who Elijah is. Elijah took Elijah, so the J-A-H came before the S-H-A. So Elijah, S-H-A, he took Elijah's place as the prophet. Now, when he was walking with Elijah, Elijah said, what can I do for you? He says, I want a double portion. I want a double portion of your anointing. So in other words, everything that you did, I want to do twice as much. All the miracles, I want to be able to do twice as much as you did. He says, I want double the portion of your anointing. Elijah looked at him and said, well, that's not mine to give. But if you see me when I leave here, you shall have what you ask for.
Amen.
So you know what he was saying? If God allowed you to see me depart, then he's going to give you what you ask for.
That's right.
But if he doesn't allow you to see me, you can forget about getting some double anointing, right? Because if you see me when I leave, you already got the anointing.
Okay.
You got to be anointed to see, oh, my goodness, glory to God. You have to be anointed to see what God is doing. A lot of people going, how you got to be anointed? I know pastor, I know bishop, and I see things that God do. That's because you're anointed to see it. You think that you only anointed to preach or sing or teach. Anointing, you know what the anointing is? An indication to the world that you have a relationship with God.
Amen.
You got people out there going, No, because I've seen God do some things, and I ain't got no relationship. I ain't in the church. I didn't say you had to be in no church. I said you have to have a relationship. They going, well, I don't go to church. I ain't got no relationship. Yes, you do. You just don't know it yet. Because guess what? If you're seeing what God is, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. This is good. Mm-hmm. If you're seeing what God is doing, mm-hmm. it's because he's allowed you to see. If he yes. allowed you to see, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. If mm-hmm. he allowed you to see, it's because you really belong to him.
Yes.
I didn't say you belong to him right now, but you do. Because the last time I checked, he said he set you apart when you was in your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. So from that day forth, when you was a little embryo egg in the womb, you was already sanctified, set apart to be one of God's.
Amen.
What that means is all through your life, whether you do good, bad, ugly, dirty, whatever you do, you're still his. You just haven't come in yet. Right.
Right?
So are you out there, you know, doing your thing, drinking, smoking, you know, fornicating, dancing, having a good time? Yeah, yeah. Why are you doing all that? You still belong to God. How do I know? Because I was doing it. That's how I know. Mm-hmm. And look what I'm doing now. Okay? So
Amen.
When I was dancing and doing all of those things, I had no idea I belonged to God. I did have an idea that little things would, you know, I was saying, it's just going, what is all this happening? What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I didn't know I was going to be a preacher like that. Come on now. So I'm doing all this stuff, and you mean to tell me God still calls me? Yeah, Kathy. Because guess what? I knew the day that you was going to turn around and said, I've had enough. Lord, I'm giving my life to you. And I knew every second of the day when you were going to say, I'm accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Yeah. So all of you out there that are beating yourselves up going, shoot, I still got to smoke weed. I still got to get my drink on. I still got to. God said, go ahead. Get it out the system. Because once you come in,
mm-hmm.
I want you to be all the way in.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
want you straddling the fence, one leg over here and one leg over here where you can't make up your mind. Because when you do that, you ain't no good to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So once you make up your mind, I want you to be all the way in.
Yes.
Yes, sir. My goodness. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So stop eating yourself up saying, God don't love me because I'm doing this. Right now, I'm smoking, listening to you. And God's saying, yeah, and? The point is you're still listening. My goodness, God, I love you. The point is you're still listening. And
yes.
guess what? Faith mm-hmm. comes by hearing.
That's right.
Faith comes by hearing. As long as you're listening, you can hear her voice. Then guess what she's doing? Through her voice, I am planting seeds in you.
Amen.
And one day, someone else is going to come along, Bishop Tutu, and he's going to water the seed that she, oh my goodness, glory to God. He's
yes.
going to water the seed that she has planted. And guess what? You're mm-hmm. going to see a new creature being produced.
All right.
Woo! My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. So now we see that the leaders, they go to Elijah. And I told you Elijah was a prophet just like the other Elijah.
Yes.
And they say, oh, Lord, we got a problem. Look in your Bible. They say, oh, Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, Lord, excuse me, they say, my Lord, we have a problem. But look how they say, Lord, with the, see, you got to look at everything. You don't want to miss nothing that God is saying, okay? They say, my Lord, with a small L. Why? You are my Lord. You are not my God. You are a servant of God, but you are not my God. My goodness, glory to God. A lot of us get it twisted. We get to thinking, the woo-woo, Bishop Tutu, Apostle Hoo-Hoo, we get to thinking they are our God. They're not our God. They're just a servant of God. They don't have all the answers. God is just using them. My goodness, God, I love you. They don't have the power that God has. So every time you run to Pastor Kathy, Pastor Kathy, Pastor Kathy, guess what? Pastor Kathy got to turn around and go, Lord God, Lord God. So every time you go, Pastor Kathy, can you help me? Pastor Kathy got to do exactly what Elijah did. Turn and go to God.
That's right.
Okay? Because I am not God. I'm a servant of God. And guess what? I'm in the same boat as you.
Amen.
You are. Wait a minute. She says she in the same boat. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a pastor in the boat with you, but I'm in the same boat as you. Why? Because I'm human like you.
Yes.
Capable of making mistakes. Right?
Yes,
I'm just in the position of a pastor, but it doesn't mean I don't make mistakes.
That's right.
I make a lot of mistakes. But we serve a God that is a forgiving, merciful, long-suffering God.
Yes.
Yeah. So he'll give you another chance and 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 another chance that you get it right. And so they made it plain and clear. They said, my Lord, my Lord, we got a problem, Lord, with a little L.
Mm-hmm.
You're a servant of God. You are not God. So they went to him so that he could go to his God.
Yes.
Look what happened. They said, they said the city is in a good location, right? Because what they said was, they said, look, you can see our city is, the location is good. So where we are, the city is in a good location. But, as you can see, the city is in a good location. But the water is bad and the land is unfruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what Elijah said? He said, bring me a bowl. He didn't say, what do you mean the water's bad? What do you mean that the land is unfruitful? What's going on? What's happening? He said, my goodness, glory to God. They brought him a problem. They said, we have a problem. And guess what he said? He said, here's the solution.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't fool around with it, need all the details. What's going on? How many times he been leaving? What time does he come back? No. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. The problem is he leaves. You don't need all the details, do you? I just told you what the problem is. And so Elijah, who didn't need to know any more details except the water is bad and the land is unfruitful, he said, bring me a new bowl.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
A new bowl. Yes. Don't bring me anything that's tainted or polluted or contaminated. He said, I don't want nothing. I don't need any vessel. I cannot use a vessel that is polluted or contaminated. Go get me a new bowl.
a new one.
Yeah, because what God is getting ready to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. What God is getting ready to do, mm-hmm. he can't do it through anything with spot or wrinkle.
That's
he
right.
needs something new,
mm-hmm.
fresh and clear. So guess what? An old bowl could have had dirt in the bottom, mold, mildew, and he said, go get a new one. And then guess what he said? He said, put some salt in it.
That's right. Yes.
God, I love you. He said, put some salt in it. And so they did what he said do, and they brought it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah went to the spring. He went right to the source. And guess what he did? He just took the, my goodness. The only reason he needed the bowl was to carry the salt in.
Mm-hmm.
But he needed something worthy. My goodness, God, I love you. He needed something worthy to carry the salt in.
Yes.
So he takes the salt, throws the salt into the spring. Right? He takes it, he throws it into the spring. And then he turns around and he looks at them. And he said, this is what the Lord... Y'all better look at this. He said, this is what the Lord, capital L, my goodness, glory to God. This is what the Lord said. I have healed this water. No longer will it cause death or unfruitfulness.
That's right.
So what he was saying was, now that you're back to being you, the salt, you're back to being loving and kind, forgiving, and gentle. I have healed your land. Watch this now.
Yes,
he
yes.
said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will heal the land. The thing, the leaders already told them, they said, as you can see, the location, watch this now, the foundation of the city is good. But the rest of it, oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes, Pastor.
They said, but the rest of it is what is dying and unfruitful. Woo!
Yes.
Don't you know the wages of sin is death? So why do you think he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn away from their wicked ways, I will heal their land? So apparently the people were not being kind. They were not loving. They were not forgiving. They were liars. They were thieves. All of this had to be happening. If the water was polluted, oh, my goodness, glory to God. You understand that God is the water.
Yes, he is.
And there is no unpure thing within God. So if the water is causing death, oh, my goodness, glory to God. It's because, maybe your big toe done touched the water. And your big toe was contaminated with sin. Yeah. So guess what? It caused nothing but death and unfruitfulness.
That's right.
You have got to be in the spirit to hear what God is saying. The only thing that's going to cause death is sin.
Yes.
Right. Now, a lot of people are going, wait a minute. My grandmother, she was in church all her life. And she died of cancer. She had no sin. Who the devil is a liar? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Come on now.
Yes, we have.
Don't get it twisted. I don't care how many tambourines your grandmother was banging.
It didn't mean
she never committed a sin. Do you know that old ladies, or older ladies rather, that older lady, they'll look down and they'll see a young lady come in and her skirt is up to her thigh, showing all her, you know, tattoo toe. And the older ladies will look at each other and go, look how she done came up in this church. Shame on her. I can't believe she even came through the doors. And guess what? God is looking at Jesus going, are they getting ready to cause her to walk back out that door because of a skirt?
Mm-hmm.
Since when did they get in my shoes? I am the only judge of right and wrong. What gives them the right to judge anyone? If I touch that young lady's heart and I sent her in there, I don't care if I'm going to keep that on with boo. It is not up to y'all to turn her away. She's there to be saved just like you got saved when you were in your mess.
That's right.
No one turned you away, and you were filthy just like she is.
Come on.
Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
Huh? Preach. Come on now. Just because you, hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Dirty in God's eyes. Because guess what? Sometimes you stand in there, and your thoughts are someplace else. And your thoughts is not on what's happening at that church. How do I know? Because God hears everything you're thinking.
That's right.
That's how I know.
Yep.
Come on now. You ain't so clean that if God convinced that. And here's the thing. Do you know what God had to do to get her to come through those doors? He had to wine and dine her with love and kindness.
Yes.
Old lady comes up to her out there and goes, baby, you okay? You need a jacket? You cold? No, ma'am, I'm not cold. You need something to eat? No, ma'am, I don't need nothing to eat. I'm okay. Okay, baby, let me know if you need anything. I will. I will, Miss Kathy. I'll let you know. Okay. Hey, baby, you got any lunch today? No, ma'am. You hungry? No, ma'am. Okay, let me know if you're hungry. I will. I'll let you know. Hey, baby, I ain't seen you in a while. You want something to eat? No, ma'am. I'm not hungry. You sure? You need a blanket or something? You all right? I'm all right. You sure? Yes, ma'am. Hey, man, how you doing? I'm doing okay, sweetheart. You need something? I'm trying to get over to the church. You know, I go to church over there on 23rd Street. Oh, you do? Yeah. You want to go? No, ma'am. All right. If you need anything, you let me know. Yes, ma'am, I'll let you know. Open the door. Who invited you today, Miss Kathy? She invited you? Yes. Miss Kathy turned around and go, wow! But all those years, all those days, you were being nice and kind and loving. You were presenting yourself as the salt of the earth. Because our job as the salt is to enhance everything we know about God to this person. Everything we do ought to be saying, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
And you don't ever have to say, oh, taste and see. All you have to do is live it out. Because guess what? She done came through the doors and you never told her, I want you to come to church. You never did it. You was just being loving and kind and warm. And you told her where your church was. And guess what? One day God touched her heart because of the love and kindness that was shown to her. because yes. you were the salt of the earth. And mm-hmm. he brought her in.
Yes, yes.
Come on now.
Thank
and
you,
do
God.
You think God was concerned that her skirt was up to her thigh? No,
no.
He don't care. She came in with a mask on her face and nothing else.
Mm-mm.
He don't care. His only concern is that she came in.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Who selected you to be the judge? You're not the judge or the jury.
That's right. We're not.
Because where we're headed, God don't need no jury.
Mm-mm.
He's the judge, the jury, and everything else.
That's right.
Why? Because he's the only one that knows the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done. Come on now. So I got to wrap this up real quick. And so now she's drawn. And she's drawn because of the salt. The salt enhances anything it touches.
Yes.
It makes you want to taste. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is some kind of good. And
mm-hmm.
if it's good to you, since you're the salt of the world, why aren't you telling someone about it?
Yes.
Why aren't you going to share the good news and let's, oh my goodness, when I tell you I was at church, when I tell you that word was some kind of good. Did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I said the word was good. I didn't say the choir was good.
Right.
I didn't say the musician was good. I said the word was good. Because why? He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
The music cannot save you. Come on now. The musician cannot save you.
That's right.
Huh? The choir director cannot save you. It is the word of God. Why? Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and God is the only one that can save you.
Amen. Yes.
So the word was good. So when I come out, I tell them about the word. You know, I got guys coming up to me, come on, Pastor, give me a word. I said, get on Block Talk Radio. I'll give you a whole sentence. You don't need just a word. You need the whole sentence. Come on now. In fact, I'll give you a paragraph. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, goodness, glory to God. And so Elijah put a little salt in there. You know what that tells us? It don't take much. It don't take much salt.
No.
Huh?
Just a pinch.
To heal the land.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, guess what? As they start showing some love, showing a little kindness, being forgiving and merciful, thinking about others as if they're thinking about themselves, you know you're going to be good to you, but you're not going to be good to them, right? You'll spend $25 on your shoes and spend $2 on their shoe. Anybody that knows me know that I'm the opposite. When I go out to buy stuff for folks, I buy them better than what I buy for myself. Because you know why? My daddy was West Indian. So he likes to get more for his money. So that's what I do. I don't care if the shoe is $13, $2, $1. I'm going to get it because that means I can get about six pairs if they're that cheap. I don't need no expensive shoe. Yeah, they look good when they're expensive. They look good when they cheat, too.
Thank you.
Come on now. Hello?
Hello?
I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I see something that's expensive, but you know what I tell myself? If I get that, that's the only thing I can get.
So
I want more for my money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You get less for your money.
What? He put a little salt in the water, and it healed the land. And God said, tell him that I said, there'll be no more death and no more untruthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, he told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
He's still saying it today. He said, I need you guys as the salt of the world, my disciples, to be fruitful and multiply. You can't, my goodness, glory to God. You can't bring no one in when they're looking at you saying, you out here with us. Where you taking me to? I
know you ain't trying to tell me about no church. You know you don't go to church. You out here cussing with me. You out here lying with me. You out here smoking with me, drinking with me, getting your groove on. Yeah, but you going to try to geek? What? You telling me what? You're no longer salty. You're not doing what God created you to do.
That's right.
Instead of you drawing them, you're leading them someplace else because they're looking at you. Your influence is no longer, my goodness, glory to God. There is no power in your influence because they're looking at your lifestyle going, I know she ain't trying to tell me about no church. Wasn't she just cussing? Wasn't she lying to that dude over there? You heard her lie. Wasn't she? And she going to try to tell me she a Christian? I think not. Guess what I did? I went to a job that God put me on. Because every time I get there, I go, really, Lord, did I need to humble myself some more? Yep. Okay. So I'm on this job, and I'm, you know, running around, and they saying, you the office coordinator. I said, y'all know I'm a receptionist. And I run around doing all this stuff, doing it. Can you help me? I'm doing all it. Now, some days I ain't got no smile on my face when I'm running around doing all this because I'm like, oh, God. What? Again? Come on now. But guess what? Through all of that, my salt never lost its flavor.
Amen.
How do I know? Because they give me respect. They don't have to call me Miss Kathy. They can just call me Kathy. They chose to call me Miss Kathy. And when I say something to them, they look at me and go, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And it has nothing to do with age and everything to do with the light that's shining through me. And God is saying, don't you dare try to leave that job. I'm still drawing some in. And I tell you, there's some that have already been on this line, okay? The seeds have been planted, and they went on their way, but the seed was planted.
That's right.
And there are some that are still getting on the line. And guess what? After today, I wanted to jump and shout. I said, go ahead, bless the food. Now, guess what? If he looked at me and said, Miss Kathy, go ahead and bless the food, guess what that means? He's got a lot of respect for the God in me.
Yes. Yes.
Because look at the environment we were in. He said, go ahead. I said, you get on the... He said, you want me to get on the shuttle? Hey, everybody! This guy's to get ready to praise the food. Bless the food.
Yeah,
but
he got
them to
get down
long enough so that I could bless the food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a negative report about myself. Thank you, God. When I tried to quit, I said, I quit. I can't even tell you the tears that were coming down my face because one by one they was kind of go, Miss Kathy, please don't go. Miss Kathy, we don't want you to go. Miss Kathy, don't go. And I went, wow. Wow. It was overwhelming to see that I had that kind of impact. Thank you, God. And it was only because of the grace of God.
Yes.
Huh? The grace of God that keeps me. I study to show myself an approved worker of God.
Amen.
Come on now.
That's what we got to
do. And they look at me and they respect God.
Yes.
Not Kathy.
I guess.
They look at God operating in Kathy.
Yes.
I can look at them any day and go, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes,
and they
is.
Go, Miss Kathy, where you go to church? I'm still trying to find a church home. Why? Because I'm starting my own church. So I can't go into a church because when they see a good leader, they try to keep you.
And I don't want to give them that false hope that I'm here to stay. No, I'm trying to find a place where we can start our own church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, I just threw that nugget out for free. Ah! And so God says, if your salt has lost its flavor and you are no longer salty, that someone is being drawn to him, just remember you serve a merciful, forgiving God, a God who redeems and restores. And that's how you can get your flavor back.
Amen.
You can ask God to forgive you and restore you back to your place. That now you can become the salt of the earth again. And when they look at you, they can go, oh, taste and see, because I know she's going through, but why she so happy? I know this ain't working out. Why she so happy? Every time they do that, every time they look at you and they see where you should be sad or broke down or don't got no job, don't got no money, and they say, why she still smiling? You are saying to them, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise be to God. At this time, before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-491. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. We also want to thank area code 704-886 and 252-226 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction. Come into a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes.
If you are under the sound of my voice and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is never too late. He is not concerned with what you've done. He's only concerned with where you're trying to go.
Yes.
Everything in your past is in your past. He's going to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. My goodness. You are going to become a new creature and old things are going to pass away. God loves every last one of us. Every last one of us. He's just looking for us to come in. He hasn't given up on you or you or you or me. He hasn't given up on any of us. All you got to do, and he's made it simple. Father God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. I want to change my life. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to lead and guide me in the way that I should go. Lead me to a good household of faith where I can continue to grow in you, God. I want to know you. I want to do those things that are pleasing in your sight, God.
Yes.
And as you do all of these things, I'm going to ever be ever so careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And I will continue to allow myself to be fruitful and to become the salt of this earth. I will tell everyone, every chance I get, who you are.
Yes.
Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. Thank you for this word, oh God, how you gently came to remind us. Somehow, some of us have lost our flavor. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be enhancing a dying world, but we're not. we're becoming like the world because it's easier. We're doing the things that the world is doing. We're cussing. We're lying. We're doing all of those things. And God is saying, but it's never too late because I'm still married to the backslider.
Amen.
Anytime you want to lay it down and turn your life around, I'm ready to receive you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to hear this word tonight to remind us you have not given up on us. You're still looking for us to lay it all down, to turn away from our wicked ways so you can heal our land and we can become the salt of this earth again and look at everyone and go, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. We ask that you continue to bless every household under the sound of my voice, and even the ones that are not under the sound of my voice, the ones that haven't come in yet, oh God. Continue to touch their hearts, lead and guide them in the way you would have them to go, oh God. Thank you for all you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We pray that our ways will continuously be found pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you,
God. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend.
God bless you guys. Have a great evening. Love you.
Love you too. Good night, everybody.